but I'm especially pumped for this. We are joined right now by a point guard for the Toronto Raptors. He is an NBA champion. He is a five-time All-Star. He is an Olympic gold medalist. 16 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds in last night's win over Philadelphia. He's averaging 20 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds for the season. He was the 24th pick overall in 2006 out of Villanova. Toronto is in first in the Atlantic. They're at New York tomorrow night. Kyle Lowry is my guest. Kyle, I really do appreciate it. Great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy? It's always good to be in the show. How are you?
Great. I'm great. Kyle, really good to hear your voice. So you beat Philadelphia last night in a game where you had 6 guys go for 16 or more. Let me start there. How pleased were you with the win, and what's it say about the depth of the team that you had that many guys play that big last night?
You know, it was a good win for us. You know, at one point I looked up, I think all of us had like between 15 and 16 points, the guys that were on the floor. But that just shows the depth that we have in our team and, you know, kind of the unselfishness of our team. You know, we don't care who – if there's one guy that gets 40 and 30, you know, we try to, you know, make sure everyone's confident in the situations that they're in. And, you know, during the playoffs, you know, we're going to need everyone to step up. So it just gives us some time look at what guys can do and throughout the season to get some confidence and ready to go for the long haul.
Kyle Lowry, my guest. Look, it's never going to be easy. You know this, but the team has already dealt with injuries and changes to the roster since last season, but you're still in first place in the division. It seems like folks outside your locker room expected you guys to take a step back after winning it all, but that's not what happened. What was the mindset of the team this season coming in?
I mean, we've always been good. You know, honestly, we were always good. The years before, we always made the playoffs, made a good run. I don't know why people counted us out, but they did, and that's their personal opinions. For us, all we did was just go out here and work. You know, we got the same, you know, same type of professional athletes that we have. We have real life pros that want to win, that have won at a high level. And, you know, we got guys that just know how to play the game of basketball. And we understand that, you know, it's never going to be easy. But, you know, if you play like a unit in a team, you know, anything can happen.
Kyle, I want to go back to a game about a month ago against the Mavericks where you guys were down 30. I mean, yeah. I'm still blown away by this game. You were down 30 with less than 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Normally a team might say at that point, man, it's not our day. It's a long, long season. We live to fight another day. Let's shut it down and keep moving. But that's not what you guys did. You start to play lockdown defense. You had 20 in the fourth quarter. You come all the way back. You win that game. Why is it that you guys didn't give into that moment? And what's it say about the mental and physical toughness and the pride of this team?
Well, I think we just, you know, coaches like, look, let's make a big run. Let's see if we can make a run. Let's go out here and play hard. We do a kind of a press on, and we just kind of play hard. And that's what our team does. You know, at the end of the day, you don't play, you know, until the third quarter. You play 4 quarters. You play 48 minutes. You play until that last horn goes off. And that's what we did. And that's the mental approach that we have, right? We have the mental approach that the game's never over. We're always going to have an opportunity to win games. We're always going to have an opportunity to be in a game and compete. And, you know, at the end of the day, the physicality that we had length, we had guys coming off the bench, and we were down a bunch of men, but, you know, we found a way to win the game. And that just shows, you know, the team that we put together and the pros and the guys that we have on our team play hard.
He's a world champion. He's a gold medalist, Kyle Lowry, back in the jungle. Look, I understand that you're focused on this season and the potential this team has, but if you were to go back to June for a moment, like, what did it feel like when you first won that NBA championship? And then when it all sunk in, how did it feel to know that you are an NBA champ and nobody can ever take that from you?
You know, I think it's a feeling that you can't explain, right? It's nothing that you could possibly say, oh, it felt like this, it felt like that. It's an unimaginable high. And, you know, that's what it feels like. It's just a feeling that you just can't, like, you know, you can't replace that feeling with nothing else but winning another championship. And, you know, the point, like you said, the thing about winning a champion, being a champion, is it never can be taken away from you. And, you know, knowing that we got one of the biggest rings ever made, we go back and look at that and say, yeah, we got that.
No doubt. You know, Kyle, if they could bottle what you have, like, I want you to talk about this for a minute. You battled through a lot during that postseason run, including a torn ligament in your thumb. In terms of bottling that, like, how were you able to deal with everything and still show up and deliver on the biggest stage every single time?
Well, I mean, you got to go out there and do your job. And for me, you know, we were shooting it up every game, numb the ligament so I can go play. But I was just going out there and knowing that the toughness is needed. And this is a chance to be something, to do something special and to do something, you know, you never know if you're going to do it again. You never know if you're going to do it again. So you go out there and just give it your all. And honestly, that's what I did. And that's why it was so fun. And we just gave it our all. And I was, you know, whatever it took, you know, lidocaine in the thumb and make sure it's numb and whatever it takes to get a championship, it was worth it.
Kyle Lowry joining me for a few more moments. And then you took that Larry O trophy back to North Philly to the Cecil B. Moore Recreational Center and the Hank Gathers Youth Access Center. I know that was something that you had in mind from the moment you won. Why was it so important for you to bring that trophy back home? And then what was that part of the experience like?
You know what? It was like literally as soon as I won a championship, I was like, you know, I have to take this home. And it was just more like, you know, to show the kids in the community that you can, anything's possible. A guy from your neighborhood, a kid that was in your situation, growing up how you grew up, and you grew up the same way I grew up, anything can happen. And just try to work hard. Just continue to work hard. And you never know what's going to happen. You never know what situation you're going to be in. You never know how the situation is going to turn out. You know, that's the thing. That's why I took it back home. And it was most important to take it right back home.
And then Villanova announced last week that your jersey is going to be retired next month. What was your reaction when you heard that, and what does that honor mean to you? How's that sound?
Oh, man, I can't wait, honestly, to be able to go up in the Raptors at that great school, a place that I still call home. You know, I'm there every day. That's where I train at. To be able to say that I'll be up there forever, it's a lifetime dream and something that, honestly, I never imagined would happen, and it's happening, so I'm really happy with it. And I'm excited. I can't wait.
Hey, Kyle, a couple of quick things. I think right now you have an amazing coach. I love the guy you play for, and I love the guy you used to play for. I had Jay Wright on the show earlier this year, and he talked about how proud he was of you as he watched you win that ring last season and what you mean to him and the program. How would you describe Jay Wright as a coach and the relationship you have with him?
Well, I mean, me and Coach talk, he literally would text me after every single game. I think Jay is one of the best coaches in college basketball. I think he's one of the best men in college basketball. I think he's one of the best mentors and teachers in college basketball. He means the world to me. You know, he gave a kid from North Philly a chance. He pushed me to be better. He pushed me to say, listen, you need to do this. This is how we're going to do this. But it was nothing about basketball. Legit, we talked never about basketball. We talked about how to be a man, how to be, you know, an adult, how to take things and be a legit person and say, listen, I messed up. How do I fix it? Or what do I do to kind of move on? And Jay has been important to me, and he still is important to me. And, you know, he's one of my biggest fans, and I do anything for that guy.
I appreciate that. Last thought, Kyle. So Cleveland's Tristan Thompson called you, quote, a Hall of Famer. He said he's a five-time All-Star. He's an Olympic gold medalist. He's an NBA champ. He's their backbone. I mean, in short, you've accomplished pretty much everything there is to accomplish at this level, and yet you seem hungrier now than ever before. So what motivates you and what drives you now?
First of all, Tristan, that is a great compliment. I mean, for a guy that's a champion and a guy that, you know, I battled against, that's a compliment, you know, for your peers to think like that. And, you know, I appreciate that. Seriously, I miss it. And I'm always going to be hungry. I'm never going to be satisfied for who I am. I'm always going to try to continue to grow and get better. And that's the biggest thing is where I come from. You don't make it by just saying, oh, okay, I got this. You make it by going harder and harder.
Kyle Lowry, Toronto Raptors point guard, NBA champion, five-time All-Star, Olympic gold medalist. My man, it had been a moment or two. It is so good to have you back on the show. I really appreciate that, Kyle. Thank you so much.
James, you know, thank you. Anytime, man. Anytime.
Be good. Take care. Kyle Lowry, man, if you need him, and we all do, that's the legend we all need. As you can tell, I have immense respect for him. So glad he did that. Toronto Raptors are a great jungle team, too.